I've got great school questions and $1 million to give away. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Let's go.
Get ready. One of the most popular game shows of all time is coming to Audio Up as a podcast. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Zach Selwyn. You may remember me as a host from ESPN, Attack of the Show, or even Immortalized, that competitive taxidermy show on AMC. We lasted one episode. Anyway, three times a week, I'm bringing you the realest fake news of the day. It's the Saturday Night Live news desk, but in an audible format. Listen to the Audio Up News Network on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Dream Hotel in Hollywood, California, this is Lips LA on Dash Radio.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another edition here, Lips LA Radio. I'm Scott Lips, and happy Tuesday. I'm not at Burning Man, but apparently that's going on this week in LA, and not LA, but Reno and wherever that may be. So we're here to bring you another great episode, and really excited about today. Black Bear is in the house coming up. This guy has collaborated with everyone from Bieber to G-Eazy to Pharrell to Linkin Park to Billie Eilish to everyone. And he's an incredible artist in his own right. And he's got a new album coming out, a new single. We're going to talk to him about everything, including his latest release, Cyber Sex, and his new release coming out. And really, really excited. He's an incredible guy. I got a chance to meet him not long ago. And I think you'll find that he has a lot of really cool things to say. He's got an incredible aesthetic and just a great vibe all around. And he's definitely what's happening now in pop culture and music. So pretty excited to chat with Black Bear coming up. And just stay tuned. And again, welcome to Lips LA Radio.
Every morning you wake up and you reaching out for me. Found you someone you could have just temporarily. And everything you wanted, I knew every part about you. From your head to your toes, from your heart to your soul. And I don't wanna know. So why you gotta be that honest for? I ain't hold your heart no more. Why you gotta make me insecure? Who's loving you? So long ago.
Hope you don't cry.
Who's touching you?
searching for a lot of songs that really inspire me lately, and I think I've definitely honed down some of my favorites of this week, this month. So check it out. The next song is Nevermind by Dennis Lloyd.
I ain't gonna fall back, no. All right, I'm taking on me, baby. All right, I ever ask, are you gonna be my lover? Tonight, I take it with me,
What if I left and it made no sense, and you tell your friends, and they hold your hands, baby, never mind.
Hey guys, we're here with Bear. Super excited. One of the coolest guys I know. So super, super psyched to have you here, bro. How you been?
Dude, I've been so good.
I like your shirt too over there. It's cool.
My Pornhub hoodie.
Pornhub, right. What's that about? You got something, there's an event coming up with them or something?
Last year I dropped a song with them exclusively through Pornhub. I just dropped a song through them, and it was weird for like the record label. It was like not safe for work and like all the stuff, whatever.
The Cyber Sex record, right?
Yeah, but I dropped just one song. It was like a soft single off there with my buddy Lil Aaron. And it went over well. They just, like, we couldn't pump it out in emails because it was not safe for work, obviously.
You have to, like, put a disclaimer on the email or something.
Yeah.
Do not open when you're at the office.
It wasn't really corporate, but nothing Black Bear does is corporate, so...
Yeah, but that's why I think you're so cool, and I think it's so cool.
Edgy.
Dude, we got to talk about your story, because your story is amazing. Like, I actually found out, I was like looking at today, like you were one of the first artists to monetize your streaming on SoundCloud, like years ago, right? Like four years ago, which is super cool.
Yeah, maybe four.
Yeah,
4 years. It's a handful of years.
And I think your whole story is cool. Like, you grew up in Florida. You started writing songs at like 18, right? With all these people, Mike Posner and all these guys, right?
Yeah.
And kind of tell me like how you grew up and how that whole process of like going from a songwriter to like this incredible artist now, and you're doing everything, how that all started. Cause I think it's such an interesting story how you were one of the first artists to do that and monetize like this medium that is now like, I mean, everyone has SoundCloud, but you were one of the first guys to make money with it. So it's cool how your whole story started like that.
Yeah. And at the time, it was like a lot of money to me too. I was like, you know, a couple grand a month. I was like, sick. You know, who knew like they could just throw commercials on there. And now that's kind of like the standard platform for all the music streaming sites and whatever. But it was cool. They just like it was me and like three other artists. I think Goldlink was one. He's doing really good now. I'm super big fan of him.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it worked. And I use my SoundCloud now as like the Bear Trap Sound record label.
All the artists that you sign kind of start like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But backtracking a little bit, I mean, like, I was just dropping a song like every week, trying to stay consistent. And, dude, it's been good.
But how did you start? Because you started writing at a certain point with super huge artists. I mean, how do you go from like your own stuff on SoundCloud to writing for Bieber and doing shit with G-Eazy? Like, it didn't happen like overnight.
I wouldn't say that I went from that to that. It's like I was doing that at the same time. I think I've already started like writing with those people when that happened. And so I started Black Bear, kind of just like, I guess I was just bored of just being in the studio all the time, making all these songs for other people and whatever. And I was like, you know, I'm going to make some like ominous, cool, dark, whatever. And, obviously the sound has changed over the years, but it initially started as this like weird, like, ominous project, but like, I'm glad it did. And I stuck it out and waited for it to make money and waited to start playing shows. And a few people have looked out and just like threw me on their tours. And
was Mike Posner the first guy that you started writing with that where you were like, dude, these are hits that I had, like, these are, this chemistry between us is like really cool. Like, I like writing with other people.
It was strictly like, we're making songs for him or for other artists. It wasn't really, I mean, he always believed in me as an artist. He always like was like, he would always be like, Bear, you're so dope. But like, I wasn't really, that wasn't a business yet. Black Bear wasn't a business yet.
Yeah.
At the time. So I don't know. I guess he brought something out of me.
Yeah. That's what it takes sometimes. It's cool. And now already we have this new single coming out, The One, right? It's already out, which is awesome. Out. And you're dropping a new record, I think, Valentine's Day too.
Valentine's
right?
Day.
Yep. So tell us about that, because that's super cool. Like, we're excited about that. We're going to play The One in a minute, but tell us about that whole time.
I mean, literally right now it's just a baby, and I'm on like song 3 or 4 out of like the 12 to 15 I'm going to put on there. But it's going really good. I mean, that's why the date's kind of so far away, because I'm kind of just zoning out right now and writing and like just doing one-off shows or like club shows where I walk in and do 3 songs or like whatever it is, you know.
And the process of writing this record, because you used to write on the road a lot, right? So, and people don't know, because I've been on the road. There's a lot of downtime. You're sitting around. You're in that green room. There's like hours to kill, nothing to do. I used to like take those tourist buses and go around and just see cities.
For me, it was like not the green room so much, just like sitting on the tour bus waiting to go in the green room, actually, because I would go in the green room like I don't drink or anything. So I would go in the green room like 10 minutes before I played. And for the whole day, I would just be riding on the bus and kind of just with my team making like dumb songs or whatever. But the reason this album's different is because like I'm actually like taking writing trips, working with other producers.
Cool.
I'm used to producing like my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually collaborating a lot.
Yeah, who are you collaborating with? That's super interesting for me to know.
We have a big long list of top collaborators, people we like want to work with and kind of want to work with us. There's Ryan Tedder.
Cool.
There's I want to work with Rick Rubin on this.
Amazing.
Pretty much just like the people I listened to growing up that inspired me, and now we all work on the same artist kind of thing.
Rick Rubin would be amazing.
Yeah, like he did Linkin Park. I just did Linkin Park.
Cool.
You know, before Chester passed, I did that, and I'm really close with Mike too.
Yeah, and when you're writing songs, are you starting out with like a beat, and then you're sort of doing the lyrics on top? Like, because I think the process of how
I think that's how it's gone. My whole like I don't know, the Afterglow, my first EP for the SoundCloud stuff, I was like making the beat halfway, doing a halfway part, doing, you know, whatever it was, it's complicated. But now I'm literally sitting down and writing everything, like on a guitar or a piano.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the song should be like a little more structured. And I did that a little bit with Digital Drug Lord, not so much Cyber Sex. That was all just like trap beats and I was just having fun on them.
And you collaborated with like so many artists on Cyber Sex. Is there anyone that like any track that like this really stands out? This was like an amazing collaboration. I want to do more with this artist because you worked with so many people on that record.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the list is crazy on Cyber Sex. 2 Chainz is awesome. Cam'ron's awesome. Rick Ross is awesome. my boy MGK was on there. A lot of just like my friends, which was really cool. And then, you know, even like the throwback, I had like Riff Raff and Paul Wall on a song.
That's
like,
cool.
You know, like so that was a fun album to do all those like featurings. But this next album, I think it's going to be more so like, there might be a feature or two. I'm not sure. Be excited.
Yeah,
but it will be different. Different people, maybe the same. I don't know.
And on this song, the one that we're going to play soon, is there a story behind it? Was there like an inspiration behind the song in terms of like how you wrote it? Was like,
over the past like half a year, I actually like got sober, completely sober.
Amazing. Congrats.
I haven't drank in years, but I just quit absolutely everything else. That's and great. So the one is actually about, it sounds like it's about a girl, but it's really about like putting, it says the one who ruined everything. So it's pretty much like, drugs and alcohol will ruin everything. So it's actually kind of a song about getting clean.
Oh, that's cool. So we should definitely play that song coming up. So let's play the one, and then we're going to come back and talk to Bear about a lot of other stuff, because I definitely want to talk about the inspiration behind Do Re Mi and IDFC and all that stuff, because I think those songs are incredible too. So
thanks, man. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. And here's the one, Bear.
Getting over you, moving on. Letting go of you, moving on. Can't seem to find the reasons why you're mad at me. So the hell on why you had me. So tell me why it is you're moving all the way to Portland. Tell me why it's so important. I text you, you ignore it. It's useless and it's boring. Am I happy, am I foreign? Wanna find a cliff and floor it. You left me laid out on the floor. I didn't know. I didn't know. You'd be the one, the one to ruin everything. You'd be the one, the one to ruin everything. You'd be the one, the one to ruin everything. The one to ruin everything. Let you end the fights, let you leave me on. Learn to bite my tongue when I know you're wrong. Can't seem to fight the demons and it's sad to see. The one you once held on to, pack up and leave. So tell me why it is you're moving all the way to Portland. Tell me why it's so important. I text you, you ignore it. It's useless and it's boring. Am I happy, am I foreign? Find a cliff and floor it. You left me laid out on the floor. I didn't know. I didn't know. You'd be the one, the one to ruin everything. You'd be the one, the one to ruin everything. You'd be the one, the one to ruin everything. The one to ruin everything. You'd be the one to ruin everything. You'd be the one to ruin everything. The one to ruin.
So we're back with Bear. Bear, what's up, brother? Great song. An amazing song. The
song
one
sucks.
Download it, stream it, Spotify. It's on all the channels. Check it out. So,
or don't.
Or I think you should, because it's a great song. But we were just talking for a minute before that. You know, your imaging is so great, and for a while there it was like all pink, and I think it's, you have an incredible fashion sensibility, and a lot of, you know, you're coming out with a lot of products and stuff. We were just talking about it. What you have going on in the fashion and branding space, which is super cool for people that don't know and want to learn about like how you brand themselves. So I think it's cool. Let's talk about it a little bit, because your Instagram, I was just telling you a minute ago, I see that like sometimes you'll start over and you'll like, for when you have a new record coming out, there's a whole bunch of new re-imaging you do. So talk about like your inspiration behind that, because I think it's super cool how you go from, you know, you have almost 2 million followers and then all of a sudden there's one picture and it's like, what was the inspiration behind that? Like, was there something that made you just say, I'm going to delete the whole thing?
I think I did this one time before, but it was a long time ago. It was like a few years ago, something like that. But like a little like rebranding, rebirth has never like killed anybody. I think there was like a bunch of pink pictures, and obviously the next album we're going like all UV highlight colors, like very like just like glow neons and stuff like that.
It's gonna match your hair, right? But I think the pink aesthetic was really cool. Is there a way that you sort of settled on that aesthetic for the last record and the one before, because everything on the Instagram was pink
for sure, and this one will be pink stuff too. It'll just be neon pink,
right?
But really I'm like a super whiz kid, like nerd about marketing and stuff like that, and really, like, well, actually just branding in general, not even marketing, because that means like selling, because it's not even like I'm doing this to sell more albums or anything, but I want to like sell it in a cool way, and I want to brand it in a cool way, I want to package it in a cool way. So
and I think you do it differently than a lot of artists. I mean, the fashion week's coming up, I know you're gonna hit New York coming up, and so your fashion sensibility is really cool. I mean, you're doing shit, I just feel like you really connect with the kids and what you're fashion sensibility is about, and I think we should talk about it for a little bit, because I think it's such an important part of being an artist these days, and I think that people don't realize that, like, fashion and imaging, that's sort of what I've been in for the last, I don't know.
Well, I've been
years.
In the gym, and none of my tiny dainty clothes fit anymore.
Dude, so. I saw that IG this morning. It looks like you're pumping iron and hitting that gym for 2 hours. Now you're allowed to have a solid
156.
Have a little sugar. It's all right.
You
it's
know,
all good.
Yeah, no, I'm sugar relapsing right now. I hope Caesar, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. I was in ketosis completely until this morning.
I tried that thing where you don't eat sugar for like a week, and I just couldn't do it.
It
kind of so
gives you like a headache, man.
Yeah, but it works though. It definitely works.
It does work. So
are you bulking up? Because I saw you really.
No. I'm doing a lot of lightweight reps. I only bench like 50 pounds, and I'll do like, you know, 15, take a break, 15, take a break, probably like 4 or 5 times.
Well, whatever it is, you look pretty buff in that video. If anybody tunes in, they'll see it.
Also, the workout clothes kind of trick people, I think. I think they make people like look more buff and whatever, but.
Well, it was working because I noticed it for sure. But let's talk about, you got all these crazy ideas coming out for like your own products, your own branding this year, right? So, because I was just telling you how we were talking about Kiss and how they've put their name on like toilet paper and coffins and condoms years ago. And it was like, I think they were the most successful band in the history of merchandising. So I was like, where's it gone now, right? Like, where people are branding themselves and getting into their own clothing lines and doing pop-ups and using social media to really sell their stuff, but organically where it really works. So I know you're really into the marketing.
Yeah,
and shit,
when I really like a product, like there's this new CBD drink Vibes that's out, and we're going to do a blackberry ginger, I think.
Amazing.
Which is cool. I mean, like, it's just like, it's my own little flavor that I'll like promote a little bit, but I really just want to drink it. And
what does CBD do exactly? Because every time I go to buy one and then I look at it, I'm like, I don't want to drink that because I don't want to be like stoned or something.
I mean, like I said, I'm sober. I also deal with like chronic pancreatitis from drinking years and years and years ago. That's an anti-inflammatory too. It works as that. So it helps. And I don't want to be taking like Advil all the time and like not be inflamed and whatever. Like,
it sort of mellows you out a little bit.
Well, yeah, it helps me with like my personal organ problems. If anybody has organ inflammation, I would say CBD is good. It also just like, it's just like a, a lot of people will claim body high, but like there's absolutely no head high. There's no THC. I'm not even a fan of smoking weed.
Neither am I. I never
tried. I would get paranoid.
So you have that coming out, which is really cool. So you're going to have your own drink.
And then there's a place in L.A. called Fat Sal's.
Is that a sandwich place?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We're doing like a Fit Sal's.
Oh, cool.
So like a little bare fit. I think we're doing a wrap.
That's very cool. And then clothing wise, because fashion is such a big part of who you are, right? And that's one of the things when I met you, I noticed right away you were like super into fashion. I know fashion was coming up and there's all the shows and whatnot, but tell us a little bit about like your, because I think it's such an important part of who you are as an artist. And some artists, it doesn't really matter, but for you, I feel like the fashion and the imaging is sort of like a big part of who
definitely
you are.
Definitely. And like I said, I have a bunch of clothes that like absolutely do not fit anymore. They're like for a child. So like I'm teaming up with Grailed right now, I think, which is like they sell a bunch of streetwear. Or they resell streetwear. And Lil Yachty just did it too, where he like gets rid of all his like Supreme and like whatever it is. I have like
so much stuff.
300 Supreme hoodies alone.
Right.
You know,
give them to me. I'll take them. You don't want them.
And like, yeah, they're all like size small and medium.
If you're listening, we will auction off all the bare Supreme hoodies.
But dude, I have archive Raf Simons, from 2001 to now, like everything he's ever made.
Amazing.
Pretty much like a bunch of Rick Owens. I have a bunch of just throwback stuff, bunch of like Gosha stuff. I have a bunch of, you know, like just random all over the place. Like I'm obviously like I can't control myself like at Barney's and on Grailed the app itself. Like I'll be like, oh my God, this is a great deal. Let's see if they'll take 500 for this. You know, like,
So there are like, you want to come out, are there certain things that you're like, hey, I'm going to come out with my own sneaker eventually and my own hoodie. Like, are there certain things that you're like,
because
I even think I talked about like, was it nail polish that we talked about at one point?
Yeah.
Because I remember we were talking about all the different branding things you have going on.
I need to do that. I'm glad you brought that up. Good thing Sam's here. My day to day. She's awesome.
Because I feel like we talked about that, and you don't really see a lot of artists, you know, that have like a nail polish line and things like that. So it's all about breaking the mold, you know, messing stuff up so we can sort of reinvent like, you know, the common mold of what it was and sort of doing things differently now. So talk about the new record for a little bit that you're writing, right? So again, that process, it's going to be called, it's coming out Valentine's Day is what the idea is, right?
And it's going to be called Anonymous. Yeah.
Right. And where do you get your inspiration from? Obviously, you've written so many great songs. I don't know if people know, but there's so many artists that you've collaborated with over the years. I mean, it's from like Pharrell to G-Eazy to Bieber to Linkin Park to Billie Eilish, Miley. Like, there's so many. The list goes on. And obviously, you co-wrote that Boyfriend song, which was a huge smash for Bieber. So when you're getting inspiration, is it from relationships? Is it from life experience? Is it on the road? I know it comes from every place, but is there like for this new record, sometimes there's like a concept record and you're like, I'm going to write this whole record about this idea in my head, and this is what I just went through this last year, and this is what I really want to hone in on. So,
I mean, yeah, is there sort of a theme? You just said it right there. I mean, it is literally like a really difficult month of my life, and it's going to be just honing in on every single day, you know, you know, it'll be separated.
But is there like a common theme that when you're writing this record, like, you know, this is what, because I listen to some of your songs, like IDFC is probably I think one of the favorite songs that we play in the office. We play it all the time.
Thanks.
And shout out to Mana, because we play it probably once every 3 days because you love it so much.
Shout out.
And like those two songs, Do Re Mi and IDFC, like, can you just tell us a little bit about like when you were writing those songs, like how it came about? Because they're both amazing songs that stick in your head and they're so memorable. And I think that's the, you know, the difference between an incredible songwriter and just a songwriter. There's so many people that write songs, but those songs, for instance, like, they never leave your head once they get in there, which is the real key to an amazing song.
Dude, I mean, with those songs, I think I was like, I was in different places for both of them. With Do Re Mi, I collaborated with my friend Andrew, but IDFC, I did in my room alone. I just produced and wrote it and put it out on SoundCloud, and it did really, really well.
Are you writing the lyrics first, or were you writing the music first?
I think I had this like awful piano riff, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna just like chop it up or whatever. So I reversed it first, and then I was like, oh, that sounds sick, and I just sang pretty much like the verses over that reversed piano. That's why it sounds like when you start it, you know. So that's how that came about. It was like, it was one Halloween night that I just like decided not to go out and like party and like whatever. And I like, so it's definitely set the mood. And like, dude, I'm all about vibes. I'm probably going to travel a lot for this next album and just record in different places and whatever it is. I want to go to Italy.
Amazing.
I'm starting.
And then you'll tour for this record, obviously, too. Coming
yeah,
up soon.
Yeah. We have I just got off the phone with my agent last night, and it was just like kind of a headache, like all the things we have coming up. I'm like, hey, do I have time to also like make my album as well?
Right.
So, we have a bunch of shows coming up.
And for those guys, for you guys who have not seen Bear, I mean, I just checked you out at Coachella with Todd Moskowitz, and it was amazing. I mean, it was like one of the greatest. Everybody was so into it. I think you were actually performing opposite like Beyonce or something at that time.
Yeah.
And your stage was packed. And then I know you did Lollapalooza too. So,
yeah, Lala was awesome.
Yeah.
Coachella was like super sick. I mean, we had a quartet that came and played with us, like the violins and everything, the cellos. And then we had, I think it was like 18 plus video screens for Coachella.
Cool.
But Lala was sick because I had pyro for the first time.
Oh,
was,
wow.
So there was, I think we had 46 hits of fire.
Amazing.
So my guy in the back was just like, all right, here's kind of a hype part. Boom. Like, he hit him like every.
You just got to be careful where you stand, right? You
don't stand. Oh, yeah. I had a tape line, and I was like, please don't fire that thing
right.
off. Before I got on stage, I was like, please don't fire that thing off. Like
near me.
Yeah. But it was way hotter than I thought it would be. But it was awesome.
Yeah. So go check out the live show for sure. And a couple other things. We're going to play Do Re Mi and IDFC in a second. But I also want to talk about, your record label and the artists that you're signing too, because I know that you've signed a bunch of artists over the last few years. So any artists that are working with you now on the label side that you're really excited about and pumped about? And
I'm really excited about Stalking Gia from New York. I sampled her on my song Wish You the Best. So that was her song. And that's kind of like, I was just in love with that song, and I think I found it because I think I was single at the time, and I was on the app Raya, the dating app.
Yeah, and I know that app well. I'm on the board.
and every girl, like, dude, like 9 out of 10 girl songs for like a whole month was her. That was that song. I was like, this song's sick. Like, this is great. Like, this is sick. And like, I don't know. I just like, I really, really liked the song. And I figured like, if all these girls love it, they love it too. You know, like, I'm not just like the weird guy that like loves this song. So I sampled it, used it on Digital Drug Lord.
Oh, cool.
Which, by the way, just went gold like 3 days ago.
Amazing.
Which is sick. And I had her in the studio to come lay background vocals on the song. And I was just like, this girl's like, her personality's awesome. She's such a sweet girl.
She's from New York.
Yeah, Italian girl from New York.
So we want to all follow her. What's her IG? Is she got?
It's Stalking Gia.
Stalking Gia. Okay, yeah. So follow her.
Yeah, right. She's awesome. And so her album's coming out in September, I believe.
Right. Do you think, you know, with the state of the music business these days? Because I always talk about this with artists. I mean, do you really? Is it about the singles, or is it about releasing an EP or a record? I feel like
good music.
Yeah, but I feel like if you release like
point,
amazing
like,
singles, not, like we did, you know, we work with a really big artist. So I won't even say her name, but she was so famous, and she had only released like 3 songs, singles, and not even a full length at that point. And I was like, wow, I've never seen that happened years
that
ago
happens.
You used to have to release like full-length records, and now
for sure.
The whole game has changed.
Well, I remember as a kid buying CDs nice, and I was buying CDs, and like I remember like my parents would be like, do you only know one song on this, why do you want the whole CD, like blah, blah, blah. And I used to always think about that. It's like kind of a weird concept. It's like I really like, but then I would fall in love with like the other songs, like the what do they call them? Like
the B-sides or whatever.
Yeah, the press forward songs.
The album tracks.
Yeah, the album filler.
Yeah,
as
the
we
fillers,
call it,
right?
The
fillers.
Right. And like, but I grew to like love those songs or whatever it is. But I mean, nowadays, like, whole projects are so important. I think like you can put something out that's like so many songs and, not a lot of singles, like Frank Ocean's Blonde or
right.
something like that. And like, and it just be an amazing body of work. You know, like I think Malibu by Anderson .Paak is such an amazing album. Such great like instrumentation, like a huge inspiration for this next album I'm doing. And like, like he had, I think one like radio single come down was called, and like the, but dude, like I play the whole album from front to back, like 3 days out of the week for sure.
Wow, you know, I got to check it out. I actually don't even know it, but I'll check.
Yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I've been doing it for like it's been out for it's not too new.
It's like 5 years old.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm really into a bunch of like albums right now that I don't know if there's like singles on them, but they're like just great albums, like Blood Orange new album.
Cool.
He's awesome.
Do you think that rock and roll in its current state is sort of like dying or dead? Because I feel like it's a strange time. And
you're looking at it.
Yeah,
this is rock and roll.
This is the new rock and roll, right?
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I know you like Death Cab for Cutie and some of those like
Benjamin
like
Gibbard
that.
I'm supposed to be working with on this album. We'll see.
Yeah. So those,
I already said too much.
So those are artists that are like, I'm really interested. So those are like those kind of artists you like. Obviously, that's sort of
love.
Yeah. So that's cool.
But I think we're rare.
Yeah.
Like I don't know like. Like the people listening right now, they might be like Googling like Death Cab for Cutie. You might know the Postal Service.
Yeah.
Or they know. I don't know. It depends. Like if it's a hip hop, like any rock person's probably going to know it. Any alternative person's
Well, I think rock is like, it's morphing into this strange place now. So,
but yeah,
it's,
everything's a crossover.
Yeah. It's funny. I came home the other day and the Foo Fighters were playing downstairs in my apartment, and it was like, literally like there was like 100 people watching
them.
And I was like, what happened? Like the people, I don't think people knew about the gig, but it was like a pop-up gig. But
really?
Even that concept of like pop-up gigs is kind of interesting, right? It's like, people announce as like a flash mob or like, hey, we're doing a concert in 10 minutes. It's kind of an interesting way to promote these.
Well, with social media now, like it works. Like
yeah.
I ran a rally with Mike Posner in New York like 20 minutes before, and like 500-600 people just showed up at this park that
Crazy.
We were at with signs, and like they looked like they were about to like kill the witch.
So how did, because that's an interesting thing I want to touch on before we go. So in terms of like where culture is now in social media, right, the way that bands and artists market themselves is completely different than people marketing themselves years ago. So from how you started to now, right, because I remember like MySpace, I don't want to age myself, but
at some point
I was on MySpace. So where it's at now, it's like, again, everything can be done through social and the traditional ways to market records. I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, if you're a new artist and wants to start out and you're like, man, how do I get to people? You know, if it's good enough, people sometimes find it through whatever.
Nowadays, like if it's like, it's really hard to hide a very good song.
Right. People find it.
It's very, very hard because like people like me will find it and reblog it on SoundCloud. Even still to this day, I do that.
Definitely.
Or if you go to soundcloud.com/bear trap sound/likes, you're going to find a bunch of gems in there.
Oh, cool.
Because it's all my like liked tracks.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So that's what we should check out for sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, and I loved it. That's like my own personal way of A&Ring as well. Like, and yeah, I look at the charts a little bit, but like more so, I follow a bunch of cool kids that reblog a bunch of cool kids. And like, if you have a great song, I'm probably gonna hear it through either my brother, who's like a super analytics guy. He's probably on his computer listening right now.
Right.
What's up, TJ?
The show airs on Friday at 5, but definitely tune in to when it's on for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's super interesting. So you discover stuff in a bunch of ways, and that's kind of one of the ways. So that is a cool thing. We're going to check that out because I want to hear all the tracks that you, like your hidden gems that you
know,
right out, so.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun.
So cool. So thank you so much for coming by, bro.
Thanks,
it's been awesome.
Scott.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
You're a good guy.
I'm excited for this year with you, which I think there's a lot of really big things to come. We're going to play Do Re Mi, IDFC. We heard a little bit about the stories behind them, and we might even end on Boyfriend, a song that you co-wrote, which is a massive song too. So check out Bear. The new record's coming out in February. It's called Anonymous, and the single's out now, The One. And check them out on tour next year, and we're excited for all the big things coming up with Bear.
The One.
This is Lips LA on Dash Radio.
What up? This is Black Bear, and you're listening to Do Re Mi Fa Sol Dun. I can't say the F word, can I? Lips LA. Woo.
If I could go back to that day we met, I probably would just stay in bed. You run your mouth all over town, and this one goes out to the sound of breaking glass on my Range Rover. Pay me back up. Over all the presents I would send my friends behind my shoulder. Next time I'ma stay asleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And you got me thinking lately, you crazy, and nothing's ever good enough. I wrote a little song for you. It go like Do Re Mi Fa Sol Da Da. I'm with you, girl. So done with all the games you
If I could go back to that day we met, I probably would have stayed in bed. You wake up every day and make me feel like I'm incompetent. Designer shoes is NX tabs, compliments your makeup bag. You never had to buy yourself a drink, cause everybody want to tap that. And you got me thinking lately, go like go, break me for so done with you, girl. So done with all the games you play. I ain't no tic tac toe. Save the X and O's on another note. I'm done. Break me for so done with you, girl. So save the X and O's on another note. It go like do, re, mi, fa, so done with you, girl. So done with all the games you play. I ain't no tic-tac-toe. Save the X and O's on another note. I'm do, re, mi, fa, so done with you, girl. So save the X and O's on another note. I'm do.
This is Lips LA on Dash Radio.
What up? This is Black Bear, and you're listening to IDFC on Lips LA.
Tell me pretty lies, look me in the face. Tell me that you love me, even if it's fake. Cause I don't care at all. You've been out all night, I don't know where you've been. You're slurring all your words, not making any sense. But I don't care at all. Cause I have hella feelings for you. I act like I don't care, like they ain't even there. Cause I have hella feelings for you. I act like I don't care. Cause I'm so scared. I'm only a fool for you. And maybe you're too good for me. I'm only a fool for you. But I don't care at all. Oh. Tell me that you love me, even if it's fake. Cause I don't care at all. You've been out all night, I don't know where you've been. You're slurring all your words, not making any sense. But I don't care at all. Cause I have hella feelings for you. I act like I don't care, like they ain't even there. Cause I have hella feelings for you. I act like I don't care. Cause I'm so scared. I'm only a fool for you. And maybe you're too good for me. I'm
What's going on, dogs out there? Listen to me.
It's your boy Randy Jackson. What's going down?
You listen to Lips LA
on Dash Radio with Scott Lips.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance so you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe, swipe, swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bark. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend into the upper world, yes. Make you dance, do a spin and a twirl. And boys going crazy on this hook like a whirlwind, swaggy.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Never let you go.
So give me a chance, cause you're all I need, girl. Spend a week with your boy, I'll be calling you my girlfriend. If I was your man,
if I was your man,
I'd never be a girl. I just wanna
if
love and treat
you
well.
So precious when you smile. Yeah. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I lose myself up in those eyes. I just had to let you know you're mine. Happy that you are alive. Yeah. I swear to God I'm down. If you down, all you gotta say is right. Yeah. Girl, anything I could do just to make you feel alright. Oh, I just had to let you know you're fine. Running circles around my mind. Even when it's rainy, all you ever do is shine. You on fire, you a star just like Mariah. Man, this feel incredible, I'll turn you to a bride, yeah.
Bryce Vine with Lips LA, and this is my new song, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barry, or Holly Berry, or in between. As long as I'm in between, and it's bada boom, bada bang. Woo!
I want this forever. Just you in the grotto with nothing but your nights on. We keep all the lights on, same again tomorrow. We don't need no bottle. Purple color lip gloss, room at the saguaro. Ain't nowhere I would rather be, right between your holidays. Coffee on the Flintstone, jewelry on the ottoman. Baby, let me in, for I get way too adamant about it. Love the way you shiver, dig into my shoulder blades. Feel it when you quiver, higher level elevate. You could be the renegade, body to a Clyde. Harrelson and Juliet, legends never die. The TV hasn't worked in ages, probably got a shorter cable. Way too busy falling off the sofa or the kitchen table. Is my vision hazy? You look like you're someone famous. Cause you're the next Drew Barry. I want more, yeah. And all these other girls keep wondering what I'm loving you for. Cause you're the next Drew Barry, yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I'm loving you for.
Dear Mrs. Barry, more than the regular. Are you married? Do that scare you? Is you ready? Yeah. You doing something to me? These rappers I devour. You send them my direction in the Santa Clara diet. I am not afraid of no one. You smoke that poison ivy, girl. I whip it, go the distance, and I kiss it cause they have it. Get it, 50 first dates. Hit it, then skate. School, get up with a real one. Why you always faking? I don't got no patience. I don't got no shame, man. I don't play no games, cause if I like you, I'ma say that. Aggressive and I'm playful. That's a perfect balance, though. I'm from where that Sabiato choppers and New Balance go. This is my land overflow. Killing head and rollers, though. I would buy me everything with credit card for Moco Host. Dear Mrs. Barry, no, I mean Holly. Tell me, no, I'm calm and cool, cause Boomerang was popping. I'm a hot shot,
baby.
Hit me tomorrow.
I want more.
I want more.
And all these other girls keep wondering what I'm loving you for. Cause you're the next Drew Barry, yeah. And I want more.
I want more.
And all these other girls keep wondering what I'm loving you for.
I wanna make every single moment for you great. Fly away to Cairo or LA. Girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time. Waste time. For you, great. Yeah. Fly away to Cairo or LA. Girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time. Cause you're the next Drew Barry.
And I want more. Yeah. And all these other girls keep wondering what I'm loving you for. You're the next Drew Barry. Yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I'm loving you for.
Slide on a pimp gang with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of dick in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of styles, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pan. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk talking like a boss, I just lift a hand. 3 million cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance. And we all in black, like it's gangland. Say the wrong words, you be hangman. Why me stick to your like a spray tan? Mister, what kind of car you in? In the city, love my name. Gotta say it. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. What did it say? It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. A lot of girls like me, like wanna fight me. Get your check like check Nike. Me not icy, that's unlikely. And she gon' me like a icy. Chains on the neck for the whole team. And I feel like Gucci with the ice cream. And my bitch with the Fenty, not the Maybelline. I'm the black JB, the way these bitch green. Make this green. Pretty little thing. like my AE. Say, got all that I mean. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. What a nigga say? It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love a taste? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'ma put the drip on the plate. Yeah, diamond ice glaze, imitate. Hey, hey, feed me grapes, maybe with the Drake. Slow pace in the rave, got this from base. Diamonds at the par, the cookie hitting hard. The Robert's in par, I'm at it on Mars. Shotgun shells, we gon' always hit the target. Popcorn, shell popping out the cartridge. 3400 outside, char bar. 4-8-8, Ferrari. Make her get on top of me and rob me like a heart. She wanna keep me company and never want to bar me. Yeah, fish tail in the parking lot. I don't kick it with these, cause they talk about you. Yeah, and I got the fight, don't make me spark it at you. Yeah, keep it in my back pocket like it's a wallet. Like the way she stick it like a jelly. Stack it up and put it with the whole project. And she got that paddock on water moccasins. I'm rich in real life, I get that profit copy.
Taste, she can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. LA, you can get a taste. Miami, you can get a taste. Oakland, you can get a taste. New York, do you love the taste? Chi-town, you can get a taste. Houston, you can get a taste. Hey, Portland, you can get a taste. Overseas, let them taste. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Do you love the taste? Worldwide, they gon' get a taste.
Hey, this is Anais Gallagher, and you're listening to Scott Lips on Lips LA Radio.
Me and Justin Bieber, the same girls. Me and G-Eazy, the same Wilhelmina models. Me and Chris Brown, got the same H-Town. Had to block all your accounts, they all gonna find out about you. Whoa, the truth. That did it with another girl on Thursday after you. All the we did up on your birthday. Honestly, it's just a me, another Thursday. I need to re-up, kick my feet up. Pour another, four in my 1 liter, leader. Need to re-up, Instagram. Cause everybody dies and love is fake as f-. I need to re-up, kick my feet up. Pour another, four in my 1 liter, leader. Truth is all that we do. Just another Thursday to me. Gotta hope every single day of the week, baby. Oh. Me and Lil Uzi Vert, the same girls. Jared Leto get more than me, but it's alright. And Bruno Mars sing these. If we talking pipes, I'ma lay it right back. The truth. That did it with another girl on Thursday after you. All the we did up on your birthday. Honestly, it's just a me, another Thursday. I need to re-up, kick my feet up. Pour another, four in my 1 liter, leader. Need to re-up. And love is fake as f-. I need to re-up, kick my feet up. Pour another, four in my 1 liter, leader. Truth is all that we doing on your birthday. Well, to me that's just another Thursday. Just another Thursday to me. Gotta hope every single day it'll.
froze over. My heart 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 froze over. Froze over. My heart froze over. My heart froze over.
Hi there, my name is John Paul Kermy. I am a breathwork teacher. I'm really excited to be doing this new podcast with my good friend Feldy called Hang Ups.
That's right. I'm John Feldman. I'm in a band called Goldfinger. John Paul taught me breathwork. It changed my life. We're talking about solutions to problems today.
Listen to Hang Ups on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.